B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10 with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Bruce, how can we help you?
I really appreciate you guys helping me out, man. So pretty much, I went out on this date, right? This girl that I met, nothing too crazy. We go out to the club. I'm feeling her. She's feeling me. Things seem like they were going pretty well. And then, like, later on in the night, she vanished.
She left you?
And I have no idea why, right? So I'm like, yo, where did she go? I tried looking around for her, and I shot her a text. I was like, hey, you know, what happened? Where'd you go? And then she said, oh, her babysitter bailed on her, whatever, she had to bounce. And I was like, oh, okay, that's cool. But since then, I ain't got nothing back from her. Like, she has not answered my calls or my texts. I'm trying to figure out what happened. You know? Yeah,
I can tell you what happened. Her babysitter bailed me. She met another guy that night, and she was not having a good night with you. So she found another guy that she thought she'd have a better time with. So now the question is, what did you do that turned her off during your date?
I can't really think of anything. I hope she's not that kind of person, but like, she ordered a drink, and I checked my bank first. Like, I checked how much money I had first.
Okay.
I'm hoping that wasn't like that.
Wow.
It might have been. Like, she's ordering a drink, and you're like, hold on one second. Hold on, let me see. $3.99, I'll tip.
$3.99 for a drink at a club? Please.
You can have one. Okay, so we'll give her a call for you, all right, Bruce?
All right, thank you, man.
Hopefully that babysitter lie was actually a truth. Hi, is this Leticia?
Speaking.
Leticia, sorry for waking you up. It's Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. We're calling you from Hot 96.9, the radio station.
I'm sorry, who?
Okay, so we're calling you from a radio station, and I can explain to you really quickly if you just let me. Why? It's a good reason.
The radio station.
Okay, so we got your phone number from a gentleman who likes you a lot and would love to take you out. And the reason we're calling you is because literally you can pick the date. So you pick the place, the date, the time, whenever you're free, of when you want to go out. And we'll set up everything. We'll reserve everything. I'm even going to tell you the guy's name. So
who is it?
So the guy's name is Bruce. And apparently you guys went out on a date. And he said in the middle of the date you left because you said you had babysitting problems.
Oh, my God. Bruce?
Yes.
Okay. I don't know. I like a different type of guy. You know what I mean?
Really?
Like, this? Yeah.
Can I take a guess? Because he explained to us that you left basically in the middle of a date, and he said that you had babysitting problems, and I think that you just met another guy who seemed more interesting than Bruce and decided to leave with him in the middle of the date. Is that correct?
Not exactly. The babysitting was actually not true, but it definitely wasn't due to another dude.
Yeah,
night.
Don't say.
No. So okay, so you just decided to leave him in the middle of the date?
Yeah, I had to get out of there. Like, it was good. We were turning up. It was a fun night. I mean, everybody was rocking. We were wilding out. It was great.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I look, and this dude, I can't even. He was in the corner, practically in the fetal position, curled up, crying in the middle of this damn club. Like, who the f*** does that?
What?
Nah, I just looked at him and I said, look, this ain't going to work. I got out of there. I just found
what? Oh, yeah, my what
if,
God.
I mean, what if it was something that he drank, or what if he had a stomachache?
What if someone punched him in the face or something?
What if he just got a phone call and received bad news?
Oh, my God.
Okay, hold on. Leticia, hang on the phone. I'm sorry, but Bruce is on the phone. He heard what you just said.
Oh, Lord.
Bruce.
Okay, let me ask real quick. Do you remember, like, what song was on, or?
Everybody was bouncing. Everything was turned up. It wasn't a f***ing slow jam. It wasn't like Jodeci was playing. This was a hype song.
It must have been Ace Hood Bugatti.
It must have been Ace Hood Bugatti?
Wait. And you were crying?
Yeah. Okay.
I woke up in a new Bugatti. That's all makes you cry?
My grandma died not too long ago, and she used to love that song.
What?
Oh.
Yeah.
That is so random.
Yeah. It's just a crazy thing, because one day I was driving her to the grocery store. I'm playing it, and, like, she got too into it. You know, she struggled her whole life so her kids could do better. Yeah. And so she started going on, and it's something we bonded over. It's to be shared. Oh, when she died, it just... The song hit different, you know?
Yeah. I mean, look, that's perfectly understandable. I mean, the story behind it, it must look weird when somebody's crying in the corner, though, when it's... in case you don't know what song he's talking about, let me... We got a clip of it right here.
I woke up in a new Bugatti. Yo, please, no. Stop. Don't do that, man. It's still fresh for me.
How about this? Bruce, are there any other hip-hop songs that, you know, that Letitia should know about that make you cry? That way, you know, in the future, she can be prepared for it.
The future?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, there's really nothing except, like, a song I got beat up to in high school, but that's nobody's business.
Listen, it don't matter. I don't care. That's it. I do not, I repeat, not want another date. I gotta go. This is ridiculous.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.